My name is Joe, and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use. It's funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Now, tell me, is your age?
Hello?
Hi there. 50 through 64 or over 65? Hello?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Is that better?
Oh.
That's not? Okay. Give me just a few seconds here. There we go. I'm trying to fix the connection issue, okay? Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, right now.
Okay. So we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Now, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49?
No.
50 through 64 or over 65?
The 59, whatever, the group.
59, okay, 50 through 64. Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just keep your best. It's okay. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Or daily?
What do I think? I don't have any idea. My son was in sports, so he was not allowed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Got it. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, hash oil? Now, the options are never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily.
Once or twice.
Okay, once or twice. Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Tried once or twice. Once or twice a year. Once a month. Twice a month. Once a week or daily.
Now you're saying most of the teens or some of the teens?
How often do you think most teams?
Oh, I think most are never.
Never? Okay. Now, here's some questions, okay? I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, agree or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. It's okay. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. It's okay. Okay. Some of them may sound repeated, but they're different. Okay? And by the way, let me thank you. I do appreciate you participating. Okay? This really helps us and then your community. Okay, so statement number one. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly agree?
I don't think the parents are the ones providing it, so I strongly don't think, I don't agree.
Don't, okay. So,
yeah.
You disagree.
Yeah, I don't think the parents are the ones providing it. I think it's the retail selling it to them.
Okay, so do you want me to select, like, disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree?
I don't even know what the law is, but I don't. No idea what the law is.
Okay. The statement is, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law.
If the parents are providing them?
No. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law. Not just parents, adults.
I agree.
Okay. Got it. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree they should not.
Thank you. I appreciate you participating. Okay. Now, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community make for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
That they should provide?
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community should not let teens use alcohol. Agree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Agree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree with that?
Strongly agree. Yeah.
Got it. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Thank you. We're getting towards the bottom here. Okay? Thank you again. I appreciate it. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree with that, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, I strongly agree. It's already a law.
Okay. Most of those in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree?
Agree.
Got it. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My community should not adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. You agree? Agree?
I'm neutral on that one. I mean, neutral. I don't want to see any more.
Okay. I'll select that one for you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree? Strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. You agree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Got it. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. You agree?
Strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Got it. We're almost at the bottom here. I believe adults who supply vape products or youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Strongly disagree?
Agree, I guess.
Agree, okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Agree? Strongly agree?
Agreed.
Got it.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Or strongly disagree?
What was the question? You don't have to answer.
Most adults. Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Got it. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Got it. Okay. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure, give me your best guess. How often do you think how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Now, the options are never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you?
Never.
How often do you use vaping devices, cigarettes?
Never.
Okay. And now, just a few final questions for you. So far this year, how many have messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never? A few times this school year? A few times this month?
A few times a year.
A few times a school year? Okay. Now, how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian, or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Or white?
White.
Okay. As a token of our, the Rising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have two options, UC Hope or DGF Activities Department.
first one.
You see hope?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You were great. Phenomenal.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a good night. Bye-bye.